I got an email a couple of weeks ago saying I'd been sort of shortlisted to be in the squad and to be in the 35-man squad. So, and then obviously it's been announced today, and everyone else knows, so I'm really pleased with that.
What did it mean to you when you saw the email drop into the inbox that you've got some international recognition here?
Yeah, I was quite surprised and really happy about it. So I'm looking forward to going to the training camps and hopefully make the cut for the 21-man squad.
So what's next? When do those training camps start? When will you know that you're going or not?
I've got the first training camps on Monday. That's in Cheshire. That's for a week. And then we get a week off and then back to St George's for another training camp. And then I think halfway through that, they name the final squad that's going to the World Cup.
Do you know much about the competition for that number one spot out there?
Yeah, I know all the keepers that are going, and played against one of them this season. He's been on loan at Walsall, so I know him, yeah.
Do you fancy your chances here, assessing that competition? How good a chance do you think you've got of being in Turkey in June?
Yeah, I've got a good chance. I think I've just got to impress at the training camps, and hopefully they can see what I can do and take me along with them.
You have obviously had international recognition before with the under-18 level. Yeah. Does that help? Because you kind of have an idea as to part of what you can expect across these training camps.
Yeah, it helps. I think once you've been once, you know what to expect, you know what the setup's like, and what the training sessions will be like. So I've worked with the goalie coach before as well, so he knows me. So it'll be nice to meet up with him again.
And obviously that kind of relationship, if you have a good relationship with the goalkeeping coach, it helps you, and it presumably will help them as well.
Yeah, definitely. If you get along with a goalkeeping coach, as you do spend a lot of time just with the goalkeepers, it's nice to have a good working relationship where they know you and you get along, so that'll be good.
How much of a confidence boost is it to know that they are watching the people who are in the international setup at the FA, that are looking across and that they see you doing what you're doing?
Yeah, it's really encouraging for to know that they're in the crowd watching, coming along watching the games, and I think it's really, really good.
Is that something you're ever conscious of, perhaps, or do you just use it as a spur right at the back of the mind?
While you're playing, you're just focusing on the game, and then afterwards someone might tell you that such and such has been to watch a game, but I think while you're in season, you've just got to focus on your own performances and can't be worrying about who might be watching or so on, so...
It would be a cracking achievement, wouldn't it, to be out there, to be playing at the very least in the group stages. I'm sure England have got designs on going further out there in Turkey this summer.
Yeah, it'd be an unbelievable experience to play in a World Cup with some great teams going as well. So, yeah, what an experience it'll be if I get there.
And it's come after a season for you at Sheffield United where you've played over 40 times, isn't it, this year in all competitions. Is that better than what you were perhaps expecting at this young stage in your career?
Yeah, definitely. Before the season, I didn't expect to play anywhere near the games I have done, and sort of got thrown into playing 10 games into the season and not really looked back, just kept taking it game by game and progressing like that. And I think the season's been really positive for me.
I was going to say, ultimately looking back, for the team, of course, and a whole, it's not a trip to Wembley. But for you, presumably, it's generally positive thoughts, isn't it, after this year?
Yeah, obviously, all the lads gutted we didn't make it to Wembley. I think we all thought we'd have a real good chance of getting promoted. But personally, yeah, it's been a good season, and it's a bit disappointing that we've not ended on a high. But overall, I can't really complain.
What have you learnt most about... You weren't quite thrown in at the deep end because you'd had a taster of first-team football before, but in some respects you were, certainly to then go on and play as much as you had. What's the key thing you've learned?
I think just focusing on what you want from a game or what you want to improve on. I think there's no time to be worrying about your concerns or not wanting to make a mistake. You've just got to concentrate on what you want to do and try and implement that in games.
Do you almost feel as though... you can think, well, I'm the first-choice goalkeeper now. Do you feel relaxed in that role rather than maybe the player stepping up because there are other goalkeepers within the squad who aren't available? Do you feel it's almost your spot to lose now?
I don't think you can ever be relaxed because there's always going to be pressure from other players coming in and other goalkeepers. So you can never take your foot off the gas. You've got to give it 100% and sort of work hard as if you were trying to get in the team. You've got to keep that work rate up, and that's what I'll be doing.
must give you a tremendous amount of confidence and a big smile on your face to know that people like Danny Coyne, they're almost twice your age, and you're on the team ahead of them.
Yeah, but Danny Coyne's been brilliant with me this season. He's come in and he's got so much experience that he's passed on to me and always given me bits of advice and looking at bits to improve on. So he's been a massive help this season.
Is there one or two bits of your game that you want to improve on that are particularly in the mind right now? I know as a young player, you're still probably 10 years away from being maybe at the height of your powers, I suppose. But right now, what do you think you need to work on?
I think everything. You're never the finished article. Obviously, a lot of keepers, they're just... I think shot-stopping's a main attribute, so I think that sort of takes care of itself within reason. But commanding your area, distribution, they're all becoming key parts of a goalkeeper's game at the minute, so always looking to improve on those bits particularly. But overall, I think you always work on all aspects of the game and training.
How important has it been that since, what would it have been, October, when you came into the first team, that the back four, by and large, certainly the two centre-halves, have been relatively constant selections?
Yeah, it's been a massive help, and Neil and Harry have been a great influence on me this season, always giving me bits of advice, as Harry was in a similar position to me last year. He came fresh into the team and played a full season, so he's been there and done it and always passing on bits he can offer. And the back four's not really changed this season, so that's been a good help and helped to settle me into the team.
And as you've grown into the role, do you feel more confident now about barking the orders back as much as they will to you?
I think that comes with playing games. You sort of get more confident and confident in what you're saying to the players and giving instructions out, so that just comes with the playing time.
And that, I mean, we were saying to Harry Maguire, what, 3 or 4 weeks ago, that he's almost with you there, the older stager right now, and particularly maybe with some of the other players getting the nod on the bench or off the bench, McFadzean for one, that now all of a sudden you're not the new kid on the block anymore, and that's happened really quickly.
Yeah, it's been great that this season a lot of the youth players I've come through the youth team with have been getting a chance in the first team, and especially Cal towards the later parts, he's been doing really well, and Joe Ironside as well, he's come on and started a few games as well and done a brilliant job for us.
It seems as though that team, or at least a large percentage of that team that played against Manchester United in the Youth Cup final, are now starting to get their rewards.
Yeah, it was a strange year for us because a lot of the lads got took on and got pro contracts, and they've sort of kept in and around the first team. So it's great to see familiar faces and see them getting a chance. It's good.
Have the last 2 years, I think it was about this time 2 years ago, you made your debut at Swansea. Has it just whipped by? Because it seems as though it's been one almost constant upward curve for you.
Yeah, the past few years have gone really quick, and this past season especially, it's just flown by. But it's been an unbelievable few years.
I'm sure you'll be aware that with players such as yourselves at a young age playing first team football and playing it regularly, there's always the talk of clubs from higher divisions having a watch and scouts coming along to watch you play. When you hear about that, I think it's been Manchester United for one, what goes through your mind when you hear that?
Obviously, it's nice to be linked with them, but the main thing for me is playing at the minute, and I'm playing here, so that's what I want to continue to do for Sheffield United.
So are you one of those that kind of buy into the, actually, I'm better off earning my stripes and playing regularly than moving on to maybe a youth setup somewhere else and not being seen off for 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, that's what I want to do, just continue playing playing here, so if I can continue that, that'll be great.
Presumably, though, that the aspiration is, whether it's with this football club or another one, you want to be playing at the top level.
Yeah, definitely, that's my long-term goal. Obviously, I want to play in the Premier League at some point, so that's my main aim, yeah.
Do you feel as though you've almost got a head start on many of your rivals then, because there'll be possibly even 20, 21-year-old players in the Premier League who won't have anything like the appearances in any competition that you will have?
Yeah, I'm fortunate that I've got a chance. I got my chance to play and thankfully took it and played a good number of games this season, so it puts me in good stead going forward.
Just finally, when you were growing up, Sheffield lad, of course, who were the goalkeepers that you looked up to that you thought, oh, one day, wouldn't mind being like them?
Well, I used to come down to the lane every week and watch Paddy Kenny, so watched him for a good few seasons. And Joe Hart at the minute, he's best keeper in England, so he's one I look up to and want to sort of model my game on.
I think by saying Paddy Kenny, you've just made everybody else in this room feel very old, considering he's our age or younger right now.
Yeah, but he's the one I grew up watching, so it was good times coming and watching Paddy, and he always entertained the crowd as well.
Does it add to it for you as an experience that you're obviously a Blades fan then, and it's not just you are from the city of Sheffield, you actually support this football club?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It adds a bit, makes it a bit more special, and obviously all the songs that the fans are singing, you've been there singing them yourself, so yeah, it's a bit strange.
And how important is next season now? Obviously, this year has ended on a disappointing note in the end, that at least a decent part of this squad can stay together and you can have another crack at it next year.
Yeah, definitely. I think when we come back for pre-season, that's the aim again. We just want to push for promotion and keep a strong squad and go for it again.